بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه. متفق عليه. Continuing with the hadith, the discussion we began yesterday, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who desires or wishes, and yubsata lahu fi rizqi, that there should be an expansion or increase in his sustenance, and there should be an extension in his life, then he should preserve family ties. With regards to this concept of one's life being extended, or one's risk or sustenance being increased, as we mentioned, there are many, many verses in the Quran where we are informed that our life is fixed in this world. Allah Ta'ala has already ordained when mort and when death is going to occur. So what does it mean when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that your life will be increased? One explanation Ulama Ikram gave, which we dealt with yesterday, is that we will be given barakah in time, the ability to perform additional good deeds, and protection from utilizing our time in futile and useless activities. Second explanation which Ulama Ikram give is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's mentioned in the Quran, the dua that he made, wherein he said, وَجَعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, that, O Allah, let my name be remembered. After I leave this world, let people speak of me in a high manner. Let them remember me in a good way. So this is another explanation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause one to utilize one's life in this world in such a manner that one will be remembered and praised after one's demise. People will speak good of this person. The legacy which he leaves behind will be a positive legacy. This is something that carries great virtue and great reward. And we find in hadith, much attention is given to this, that what will you be remembered as after you leave this world? A lot of times we give this advice, somebody becomes alim or somebody becomes hafiz, particularly our hafaz. This advice is given that devote yourself to the Quran. So-and-so is Hafiz Sahab, so-and-so is Maulana Sahab, so-and-so is involved in Tabligh, so-and-so is involved in this particular line of service of deen. Let it not be that your worldly activity or your worldly legacy overrides this. Muhammad Abdullah, when he dies, must be remembered as Hafiz Sahab or Maulana Sahab or Tablighi Sahab. Shouldn't be remembered as the one who has got this food outlet, or he's involved in this worldly activity, or he's got this dealership. What is the legacy that you are going to leave when you leave this? What legacy are you going to leave behind when you leave this world? The overriding activity of yours should be something that deals with akhirat rather than dunya. And this should be the statement and legacy that you leave behind when you leave this world. It's mentioned on hadith that إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مِنْهُ شَرًّا وَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. Somebody dies, Allah Ta'ala knows his reality, that this person was not a good person. May have managed to bamboozle and fool the people, but in reality he wasn't a good person. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مِنْهُ شَرًّا وَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. But the people speak good about him. Hafiz Sahab, Maulana Sahab, this person or that person, you should dig wells, or he was involved in this social and welfare work, whatever it is. وَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will summon that person on the Day of Judgment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address that person, that I know your reality, but the people are saying good about you, they are speaking good about you. Allah ta'ala will say to this person that قَدْ عَفَوْتُ عَنْ عِلْمِكَ وَقَبِلْتُ شَهَادَةَ عِبَادِي لِعَبْدِكَ, that I'm going to make maaf and wipe off my knowledge, and I'm going to accept the shahadat of my slaves in your favor. Such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this, an important sabak and lesson is learned. Like this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَجَعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Ya Allah, when I leave this world, let it not be, to translate it in our terms, shouldn't be remembered that that wholesaler died, or that person who was involved in whatever business activity. It should be that Hafiz sahab, that Maulana sahab, that Tablighi sahab, or that person who did some good deed. Let the overriding factor in your life be something towards your akhirat, rather than something of your dunya. So this is the second explanation that is given, that the actual life will not be extended, but Allah Ta'ala will cause your name to be remembered in a positive manner after you leave this world. Third explanation that is given, which is actually supported by a riwayat in Tabarani, which is mentioned, but however, bi sanadin da'if, it has a da'if sanad, that Abi Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, ذُكِرَ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّ مَنْ وَصِّلَ رَحِمَ أَنْسَى لَهُ فِي أَجَلِهِ. That it was mentioned in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who joins and preserves family ties, his life will be extended. فقال, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ زِيَادَةً فِي عُمْرِهِ. Doesn't actually mean that his actual life will be extended. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنُ سَاعَتَهُ وَلَا يَسْتَخْدِمُونَ. That when the time of mort comes, there will be no extension. No one will be granted an extension. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayat, and then he said, وَلَكِنَّ الرَّجُلْ تَكُونُ لَهُ الذُّرِّيَّةُ الصَّالِحَةُ يَدْعُونَ لَهُ مِن بَعْدِهِ. But what does it mean? Allah Ta'ala will bless him with pious children. Allah will bless him with pious children, and they will make dua for him after he leaves this world. They will engage themselves in good deeds, and obviously pass on the isale sawab to this mayyat, the father or whoever it was, that relative. They will engage themselves in good deeds. And from this we learn this ishara, we see it many, many times in families. There will be, if it's two or three brothers or it's cousins or whoever it is, we find that sometimes there was a dispute over, more often than not, some distribution of worldly wealth. And we find from the two or three brothers, one took the short end of the stick for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. One was less, had less in the dunya, but he chose to give up his right. And more often than not, you'll find that that person's children become, somebody's a hafiz, somebody's a alim, whereas the other brothers in that family, whoever it is, who took the long end of the stick, their awlad, their children, more often than not, do not go in the lines of deen. And we see this. And we find that this is corroborated by this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if you will preserve, give up your haq, give up your right when it comes to disputes, let it go. Don't sow the seed of discord. Don't be the one who is fighting in the courts. Don't be the one who has broken down family ties, getting involved in arguments. Rather, give up your haq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah will give you pious children. Allah Ta'ala will cause you to have a positive legacy when you leave this world. Allah Ta'ala will bless you in the correct utilization of your time. So many, many benefits. Guarantee we are given. Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat in your sustenance. Like we mentioned, my respected brothers, that this does not mean actual increase. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is such, like we said, many, many verses in the Quran. One is Allah's ultimate knowledge. That can never ever be changed. Allah Ta'ala knows already beforehand. Allah Ta'ala is not restricted to the movement of time, etc. On the other hand, ulama ikram explained what the hadith refers to is a human being's perception. Understand it like this. Allah Ta'ala informs the malaika, listen, so and so, Muhammad, Abdullah, if he preserves family ties, his life will be 10 years longer. If he does not preserve family ties, technically, his life will be certain amount of time, or so much shorter. What he is actually going to do, Allah already knows. And it has already been decided that the mort will happen on this time. But from a human perception, it looks like the person's life is being extended. This is also an explanation which ulama ikram give. But whatever the explanation is, the fact of the matter is, we are given one nabawi nuskha and prescription. Extension in your life, barakah in your rizq, awlad sal, pious children. What benefits are promised if we will be those who will preserve unity and preserve family ties? Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.